Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Yeah, time to check in with Sheridan Rogers, and good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning, Ian.
You want to talk about things Swiss today?
Yes, I have a few things Swiss related for you. I tasted the most delicious fondue last week at a function put on by Swiss Tourism. It was Swiss National Day last Thursday. I don't know if you're aware of that. And how long is it since you've had a fondue, Ian?
I'd say about 1978.
Yes, I have to admit that was the era of the fondue frenzy, the 1970s. And this is, you know, the first one I've tasted in ages. And it was prepared by a Swiss chef called Felix Rutz, who runs the Bay Amici restaurant in Darling Point. It was absolutely delicious, and I was actually surprised how easy it is to make, and I'll tell you about the recipe in a minute. The recipe was passed down to him by his Grossmama, which in Swiss or German means grandmother, and it's a family recipe. And it's a great one for the ski season. Of course, we're in the middle of the ski season at the moment. And Felix always puts on a fondue night at his restaurant each year. He's been at the Bay Amici restaurant for the past 6 years. And this year he's had to put on two because it's growing in popularity. So we might be back to the era of fondue frenzy soon. apparently fondue was declared a national dish in Switzerland in 1699. And it was known as a mountain dweller's dish. But in fact, it was a posh dish. I didn't realise this, that only town dwellers could afford, because Gruyere cheese at that time was so expensive. Anyway, at the function, we were greeted at the door by the most adorable San Bernard dogs. You know, those big, fluffy dogs?
Oh, yes, they're great. And they're the ones who go up to the snow country with the cask under their chin.
They were wearing these casks.
With brandy in them?
Well, actually, that's what I was wondering, if they had brandy in them. Or maybe kirsch, because kirsch is used in the fondue. A lot of people dispute the fact that brandy's in them. And they were also drooling. You know how they sort of dribble all around the...
Yes. That's the downside.
Anyway, now the recipe for the fondue is, as I said, it's very easy. You just need 300 ml of dry white wine, and you bring it to the boil in a fondue pot, of course. You add 300 grams of grated Gruyere and 300 grams of grated Emmental, a bit of chopped garlic, the juice of half lemon, some salt and pepper, nutmeg, and then 2 tablespoons of kirsch, which you mix with 1 teaspoon of corn flour, and you add that. And you keep stirring it, and this is something I learned, in a figure of eight fashion, as you stir it around, so it doesn't catch on the bottom. And then towards the end, some villagers actually, they throw in an egg, and they get all the lovely crusty bits up with the egg. So that's a nice addition to a traditional fondue.
Right, okay. Now, talking of cheese, of course, this is, I note, Healthy Bones Week. There's the connection.
Of course, and cheese, of course, is great for building bones because it's full of calcium. Well, as it turns out, Dairy Australia commissioned research to find out what your favourite cheese says about you. And those people who like eating Swiss cheese apparently describe themselves as being very unlikely to break the rules and have highly structured and ordered lives. Now, that sounds very like the Swiss, doesn't it?
Gee, we're doing horoscopes through cheese.
The world's gone mad. Yes. And also, look, I just wanted to remind people about my mini chef cooking classes. I put on some Friday after school classes this month, 4 to 7pm, so parents can drop the kids off, they can learn to cook dinner, and they're fed, and then they can go home. So you can find all this information, plus that delicious fondue recipe by Felix, on my webpage, which is sheridanrogers.com.au.
All good, and we'll speak again around this time next week, Sheridan.
Thanks, Ian.
Sheridan Rogers.